From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns concludes his message on meekness, part of his series of studies entitled Life in the Spirit, an examination of Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Dr. Cairns has defined meekness as the strength of faith to accept God's dealings with us as good. In the first portion of the message, he explained how the Spirit works meekness in God's people. Today, he continues to set out the effects of this meekness which the Spirit produces in believers. The first result is in our relationship toward God, characterized by heartily receiving His Word, by embracing His will, and by walking worthy of His name. Then, Spirit-produced meekness affects our attitudes and responses to men, especially difficult men. In this connection, we need to remember that even the worst of men can do only what God allows in His sovereign will. In our response to such people, we must remember our own weaknesses and seek to reach those people for Christ. Such a response will present a wonderful testimony to other Christians. In relation to ourselves, biblical meekness will enable us to live with inward peace regardless of our circumstances. The ultimate result of the Spirit's working meekness in us is that we become more like Christ. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, High Places of Defense. The text is found in Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 16. He shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rock. Bread shall be given him. His waters shall be sure. The man to whom God has given grace to be of blameless life dwells in perfect security. He dwells on high, above the world, out of gunshot of the enemy, and near to heaven. He has high aims and motives, and he finds high comforts and company. He rejoices in the mountains of eternal love, wherein he has his abode. He is defended by munitions of stupendous rock. The firmest things in the universe are the promises and purposes of the unchanging God, and these are the safeguard of the obedient believer. He is provided for by this great promise, bread shall be given him. As the enemy cannot climb the fort nor break down the rampart, so the fortress cannot be captured by siege and famine. The Lord, who rained manna in the wilderness, will keep his people in good store, even when they are surrounded by those who would starve them. But what if water should fail? That cannot be. His waters shall be sure. There is a never-failing well within the impregnable fortress. The Lord sees that nothing is wanting. None can touch the citizen of the true Zion. However fierce the enemy, the Lord will preserve His chosen.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for Him and hope when Jesus is my portion? happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eyes on the sparrow, and I'm told he watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever
As you enjoy this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, we'd like to call your attention to a new publication. The Free Presbyterian Church has produced a devotional book entitled A Word in Season. Here is an ideal companion for your daily Bible reading and prayer. A Word in Season contains 366 clear, concise Bible studies on the major themes of Scripture concerning what it means to be a Christian. Each day it brings you a text of Scripture with a short study to edify and encourage you. These studies are written as helpful devotional messages, one for every day of the year. At the back of the book is a section, Begin and End the Day with Scripture, which sets out a schedule of daily Bible readings designed to take you through the entire Bible once and the Psalms and New Testament twice in 2 years. The title, A Word in Season, recognizes that we all face different situations and have different needs in our Christian walk. Whatever your season, youth or old age, sickness or health, happiness or sadness, blessing or bereavement, here are messages that will minister the truth of God's Word to your heart. Copies of A Word in Season are perfect for gift-giving at this time of year. For information on how you may obtain a copy, you may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Now, please stay with us as Dr. Alan Cairns continues his series on Life in the Spirit.
wrote to the Philippians, I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Content. The millionaires of this world, for the most part, haven't a clue what that word means. The Hollywood stars have not a clue what it means. The high rollers, they have no idea what it is to be content. Sadly, so many Christians have bought into the world's view that they have little idea either. Paul says, I've learned whatever my state, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. And everywhere and in all things, I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry. Stop there. You really mean that, Paul? You can be content when God has allowed your food to run out. You're actually suffering hunger. You've no way of satisfying it. You can be content. So easy to make the statement. But he says, I have learned. Didn't come naturally. Wasn't according to Paul's natural temperament. He was the most assertive and vehement of men. No, he says, I have learned this, to be content. Whether I'm full or hungry, I know how to abound and to suffer need. I'm content when I'm suffering need. Writing to the Corinthians, he said, we are troubled on every side, yet we're not distressed. Now again, these words in 2 Corinthians 4 are so well known that we just skate over them. But think of what they're saying. We're troubled on every side. We can't turn anywhere, but we're running into somebody who's trying to destroy us. But we are not distressed. We're perplexed. Paul is quite honest here. I don't understand what's going on. We're perplexed. But we're not in despair. We're persecuted, but we're not forsaken. We're cast down, but we're not destroyed. And here's the secret. In verse 16 through 18 of 2 Corinthians 4, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, and again, stop and think of it. Troubled on every side, perplexed, persecuted, cast down. And then he says, this is but a light affliction. It certainly puts the rest of us to shame, who gripe and groan and fly in the face of God over the slightest things. If we don't feel tip-top 100% of the time, then God has forsaken us. That's the folly of our thinking so often. Paul says, this is all a light affliction. It's all in the body. What are we dealing with? We're dealing with time. We're dealing with things that are transient. We're dealing with the body. And look, the worst thing that can happen to the body is it will die. So what? If you're going to heaven, why on earth lose fellowship with God? Why live in misery out of the joy of the Lord because of circumstances? That's how Paul's arguing. He says, the outward man is perishing, but the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Why we look not at the things which are seen. Ah, there's the secret. A Christian lives as he looks. He's Jesus. I'm not looking at the things that are seen. I'm not fixing my attention on the things that can be seen. I'm looking at the things which are not seen by the human eye. The things which are seen are temporal. The things which are not seen are eternal. It's the secret of living in peace. Meekness, that joyful acceptance of what God does in our lives as good, whatever way it feels to the flesh. It will give us peace, whatever the circumstances. We live in the enjoyment of God's blessing. Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek." Now the world doesn't believe that for a minute. According to the world, if you're meek, you're a sucker. Excuse the slang, but that's how they would put it. If you're meek, you're just a doormat. If you're meek, you're a wimp, you're a failure. No, says the Son of God, blessed are the meek. You'll enjoy God's blessing. And let me tell you, when you're embracing God's will, receiving God's word, and walking for God's glory, and you have God's blessing upon you, it's worth more than anything else in all the world. And most of all, meekness will mean we will become more like Christ. When Paul was writing to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 1, he said, "I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ." Peter was writing in chapter 4, verse 1 of his epistle, of his first epistle, he says, "As Christ hath suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin." And without trying to give an exposition of that verse, let me put to you a very clear moral implication. If we endure suffering with the mind of Christ, we will not fall into sin because of it, but will be more sanctified and made more like Christ. You're never more like Christ than when you bow to the hurtful and say, "Father, not my will, but thine be done." The fruit of the Spirit is meekness. The Holy Ghost works it in us in the ways that I have taken time to point out. And its effects will be in our relationship with God, in our relationship with others, and in our own souls. This is God's way of making us what Martin Luther loosely, not theologically, loosely called little Christs. His definition of a Christian: an icon of Jesus, an image of the Son of God in his days in the flesh. May God work the grace of his Spirit within us, that Christ may truly look at us and in us see the travail of his soul and be satisfied. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. In just a moment, the meeting will be over. You'll be free to leave. I wonder how it is with you, with your soul. I wonder if you ever received God's word with meekness, receiving the way of salvation, passing from death unto life. If not, I trust that God will work grace in your heart so that you'll not leave this place until you receive Christ. I wonder if there's a Christian fighting the will of God, fighting the known leadings of the Holy Ghost, bitter perhaps because of what the Lord has allowed to transpire in your life, angry because of the things you have to bear. It's time to quit such fleshly folly, to cry, Lord, by your Spirit, work the grace of meekness within my heart. I embrace all of the will of God for me as good and perfect. If I can help you in the things of God, I'm here as your servant for Jesus' sake. Father in heaven, bless thy word. Produce fruit for it. Make us more like Christ if we name his name. O Lord, save us from having the name that we live, and like the people in Sardis, yet be dead. Save us, Lord, from bearing the name of him marked by meekness, and yet fly in the face of God. O Lord, we pray, make us a people just like Christ. Remember those who are struggling, battling with some deep and difficult thing in their lives. Oh God, we pray that thou wilt work within them, work with them even in their failures, as thou didst work with Peter. And oh Lord, we pray that thou wilt lead thy people on with thee. Sanctify us wholly, spirit, soul, and body. Give fruit among those who are not saved. Oh God, what a tragedy to live and die, struggling against God. Have mercy and bring the lost to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, we commit this all to thee and pray that thou wilt part us with thy blessing, the blessing of the triune God, which maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Be the abiding portion of all thy blood-bought church, both now and evermore. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.